Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Well, thank you very much, and welcome to our program. And all I can say is, hello, Western Mass. You are on the air. Home again. Dakin Humane Society's thrift shop, which is at 171 Union in Springfield, is holding a special $5 fill-a-bag sale on its non-pet items, and that is this Saturday, the 29th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Now, here are the items that are going to be offered in the $5 fill-a-bag sale. And it's not limited to the following, and they're available on a first-come, first-served basis. Home decorations, holiday-themed items, dishes and glassware, jewelry, candles, children's toys and stuffed animals, jigsaw puzzles, small home appliances. Doors open up 10 a.m. Saturday, and shoppers will be able to purchase a grocery store-sized bag for $5 and fill it with the non-pet items on display. Mayor Sarno and Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Colton Harris have announced that the city of Springfield will be opening cooling centers, and they're open as of today, Wednesday the 26th, Thursday the 27th, and Friday the 28th, 2023, due to the anticipated heat. And according to local weather services, temperatures are expected to stay in the mid to high 90s with humidity. In addition to the cooling centers, residents can seek relief from the heat by visiting one of the many neighborhood libraries and senior centers for the elderly. Over at American International College in Springfield, they have proudly announced the appointment of Shefali Desai as the newest member of its board of trustees. So we say congratulations. We're happy to hear that. With an impressive career spanning more than 30 years in financial services, including 22 years at MassMutual, Desai brings a wealth of knowledge and expertise to her new position on the AIC board. In her role as a head of worksite at MassMutual, Desai had been instrumental in driving the success of MassMutual's worksite business, offering voluntary benefit and executive group life solutions through employers to the mass market. She's a graduate of Babson College and lives in East Longmeadow with her family. Chicopee's proud to announce the appointment of several new members to the fire department, as well as significant promotions within the team. They're pleased to welcome the newest firefighters, Hunter Davis, Joseph Martinez, Devin Cave, James Gay, Michael Wass, Patrick McQueen, Brady Williams, Kevin Waller, and Brendan Fournier. And each new hire brings a unique set of skills and unwavering dedication to their duties, promising a bright future for the city's safety. Chicopee hosting a formal ceremony to honor the new team members and promotions at the City Hall Auditorium, July 31 at 3 p.m., and they are requesting family members and media representatives to get there at 2:45 p.m. to facilitate a timely start. So congratulations to the new firefighters, the new members, and stay safe. Michael Bolton, executive director of the Westover Metropolitan Development Corporation, is going to be retiring officially on July 31st. Andy Widor, ACE airport manager, will be taking the helm at WMDC from Michael. In sports fiction, to and through Chicopee, just the NBA stars landing at Westover Municipal Airport could make for an all-star game on the runway. So congratulations and thank you for your service, Michael Bolton. Now Saturday at approximately 3:49 p.m., the Sturbridge Fire Department received a 911 call for a possible vehicle explosion at 110 Charlton Road near Walmart. Well, when they arrived, Sturbridge Fire Department Engine 1 found a black passenger vehicle that had all the glass blown out. In addition, all four doors of the vehicle appear to be displaced but still attached. Firefighters located a female with minor injuries who was treated at the scene but refused transport to a local hospital for further evaluation. It is suspected the female had been huffing, using cans of compressed air, and then attempted to light a cigarette.
Oops.
The buildup of these fumes, followed by the attempt to light the cigarette, appears to have caused an explosion, resulting in the injuries and damage to the vehicle and surrounding vehicles. The Sturbridge Police Department got to the scene and assisted the owners of other vehicles that were damaged during the incident. No other injuries were reported. Well, it was Shakespeare who said, "Who steals my purse steals trash." Well, apparently a bear in Belchertown hasn't read his Shakespeare. Carl Cord saw a bear with his trash around 8 p.m. on Tuesday. The bear is seen in photos holding a 30-gallon trash bag and trying to bring it into the woods. According to Carl, he had to stop recording a video in order to get the bear to drop the bag of trash. There are 4,500 black bears across the Commonwealth, making it not uncommon to see one walking through your yard. Black bears become more active and are searching for food during springtime in Western Mass. So it behooves us to go over what you should and shouldn't do. National Park Service says, you see a bear, do this. Remain watchful. Don't approach it. Don't allow the bear to approach you. If the bear is at a distance, feeding or walking by and notices you, but continues its natural behavior, no action is needed on your part. Proceed while continuing to observe the bear. If your presence causes the bear to change its behavior, well, if it stops feeding, it changes its direction, watches you, this kind of thing, you're too close. Being too close may promote aggressive behavior from the bear, such as running toward you, making loud noises, or swatting the ground. The bear is demanding more space. Don't run, but slowly back away, watching the bear. Increase the distance between you and the bear. The bear will probably do the same. I give Carl credit. If a bear was trying to steal a trash bag and take it into the woods, I'd let him go. I'd say, come back and get the recycles. More cooling centers are opening up in Western Mass, and I'll tell you about them in just a moment. But first, a few minutes with Mark Auerbach. Mark?
A Midsummer Night's Dream, Shakespeare's Fantasy, plays Shakespeare and Company's outdoor New Spruce Theater through September 10th. Alan Burroughs stages the classic with a cast including Elizabeth Aspinleader as Titania, Nigel Gore as Oberon, and Mary Poole as Hermia. For details, shakespeare.org. Here You Come Again, a musical adaptation of all things Dolly Parton, reopens Goodspeed's Terrace Theater in Chester, Connecticut, through August 27th. This rollicking and touching new musical tells the story of a diehard fan whose imaginary version of Dolly Parton gets him through a trying time. With her wit, humor, and trademark charm, she teaches him a whole lot about life, love, and how to pull yourself up by your bootstraps, even if your bootstraps don't have rhinestones. It's packed with hits like Jolene, 9 to 5, Islands in the Stream, and more, and this is the one musical that is sure to make you smile. Bruce Valanche, Gabriel Barry, and Tricia Paolucci created the musical. Barry directs. Paolucci stars as Dolly Parton, opposite Matthew Risch. For details, goodspeed.org. Another musical makes its premiere. On Cedar Street, a musical adapted from Kent Harris' novel, Our Souls at Night, has its world premiere at Berkshire Theater Group's Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge, August 12th through September 2nd. The all-female creative team includes playwright Emily Mann, composers Carmel Dean and the late Lucy Simon, lyricist Susan Birkenhead, music director Kristen Stowell, associate director and choreographer Terry Berliner, and director Susan H. Schulman. Broadway veterans Stephen Bogardus, Lauren Ward, and Lenny Wolpe head the cast. On Cedar Street tells the joyful and inspiring story of a man and a woman who, in advanced age, come together in search for happiness and family. For details, sheertheatergroup.org. Golden's Balcony, William Gibson's powerful drama about gold in my ear, returns to Shakespeare and Company August 5th through 20th, where it originally premiered with its original star, Annette Miller, and its original director, Daniel Gideon. Golda Meir, Russian immigrant, American schoolteacher, and fourth prime minister of Israel, is profiled in the drama, which had its premiere in the Berkshires 2 decades ago. Tova Feldshuh starred in the New York production in the film. For details, Shakespeare.org. The Light, Loy A. Webb's drama about a newly engaged couple who learn facts that may cut their relationship short, is at Chester Theater through August 6th. Christina Franklin directs. Kayla Ross and Coyote Sayemi co-star. For details, ChesterTheater.org. And Boca, Jessica Province's madcap comedy about a rowdy group of seniors living it up in Boca Raton, was a hilarious hit at Barrington Stage when it premiered in 2021. Province, the theater's development director, had written portions of the comedy for the 10x10 New Play Festival, and then artistic director Julianne Boyd commissioned a full play. Then Boca premiered in South Florida and now is in Philadelphia at the Act 2 Playhouse running through August. For details, act2.org. And last of all, there's been some Hollywood in Western Massachusetts. The new film, The Holdovers, starring Paul Giamatti, filmed many of its scenes in Western Massachusetts, mostly on the campus of the Northfield Mount Hermon School in Gill. Alexander Payne directs this for Focus Pictures, and the original release date is set for November 10th. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. Now, need to cool off in Agawam? Well, from Wednesday to Friday, the Agawam Library on Cooper Street will be available from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Wednesday and Thursday, then from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Friday. The Agawam Senior Center on Main Street will be available from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Wednesday through Friday. In Amherst, if you need to cool down, the Cooling Center will be open at the Bangs Community Center Wednesday through Friday from 8:30 in the morning to 4 p.m. The center, located at 70 Boltwood Walk in downtown Amherst. Other ways to stay cool in Amherst, such as the Groff Park Splash Pad and the Mill River Pool and War Memorial Pool. Alrighty? Well, thank you for being with us on this program, and we look forward to having you with us on our next show. Until then, take care of yourself, be safe. I'm Brad Shepherd for Pioneer Valley Radio, and we will talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.